Hello, my name is Jeremy, and welcome back to the Believer's Academy, presented by Kenneth Copeland Ministries. This is lesson two of the series, God's Not Mad at You. We want to explore the truth that God wants you to know Him. Let's talk about what God has done to encourage our relationship with Him. You'll want a pen and paper to take notes as you listen to this lesson. Also, you can pause or go back at any time to go over a point again. Now, for your use, there are study aids in the Believer's Academy on kcm.org, located below the video that you can download and enjoy. One of the greatest privileges we have as Christians is that we can get to know God. So ready? Let's begin. A gift God gave you so you can get to know Him is the Holy Spirit, God Himself. Through His Holy Spirit, He comes to live in you the moment that you are born again. Jesus said He would send you a Comforter, an Advocate, who would show you all things. In John 14:26, Jesus said, "But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is, the Holy Spirit, He will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you." When you become a believer, this wonderful Holy Spirit doesn't come and go. You have the security of knowing Jesus sent Him to live in and with you forever. In John 14:16, Jesus says, "And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Advocate who will never leave you." What an honor! The Spirit of God is in you. The Holy Spirit lives in you. That means God is with you 24 hours, 7 days a week. Hebrews 13:5 says, "He never leaves you nor abandons you." So, when you need help of any kind, you can simply talk to God, and the Holy Spirit will help you. After all, you are in the family of God. You can talk with God, and He talks with you. Jesus mentioned this relationship in John 11:42. "You, Father, always hear me, but I said it out loud for the sake of all these people standing here so that they will believe You sent me." God heard Jesus, and He hears you. Look at John 10:27. Jesus said, "My sheep listen to My voice. I know them, and they follow Me." You don't say, "Bah," but you are a sheep in the flock of Jesus. God doesn't just talk with you. He does more than that. He reveals Himself to you. In John 10:14, Jesus again uses the analogy of a shepherd to the sheep. "I am the good shepherd. I know My own sheep, and they know Me." God's Spirit talks with you all the time, so you can know God's character and His will in every situation. It's simply a matter of you hearing His voice and receiving His wisdom. As you learn to hear and recognize God's voice, you tap into God, the greatest source that exists. Do you need wisdom? Do you need understanding? Do you need comfort? Do you need guidance? He is ready. He has an unlimited supply of help to bring you to victory and success in every circumstance of life. How can you hear Him? Isaiah 30:30 says, "The Lord will make His majestic voice heard." He takes responsibility to help you hear His voice. As a perfect parent, He desires that you hear Him. It's up to you to listen, be still and quiet, and listen for the voice of the Lord speaking words of love. It's His will for you to hear Him, so listen. A second way you can get to know God is through the Bible, the Word of God. God had men write down what He said so that you can get to know Him. If you have any question about God or His will, you will find your answer in His Word. That's why it's so important to read and study the Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong, and it teaches us to do what is right." There are several methods to help you in your studies. One method is to simply read through an entire book of the Bible. Start with the accounts of the life of Jesus on earth. They are found in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Each of these writers recorded events in the life of Jesus, including what He said. Jesus told His disciples, He only spoke what He heard His Father say, and He only did what He saw His Father do. Jesus is our example in His words and His actions. He was directed by the same Holy Spirit you have within you. So, be confident. that what Jesus said and did, you can say and do. And the Holy Spirit will empower you to get the same results Jesus did. The next books to read are the letters to the churches written by the apostles Peter, Paul, and John. The instructions to the churches and members are just as relevant today as they were in the day they were written. Read and put these principles in your life and expect success. Another method of studying the Bible is to choose a subject that interests you. Use a concordance to look up scriptures that pertain to that subject, and find a good Bible dictionary organized by subject that will give you more information. There are several good concordances and dictionaries on the internet you can use, such as the Helps at BibleGateway.com. A third method that is useful in studying the Bible is to begin a word study. Simply choose one word and follow it from Genesis to Revelation, reading each scripture in context. This will help you have a fuller understanding of these words. Feel free to use several translations of the Bible for greater understanding. As you read, the Holy Spirit will open the written Word of God to reveal God to you. That's why it's necessary to read and study God's Word. The Spirit of God will explain it to your inner self. Rest assured, God's Spirit never speaks anything contrary to the written Word of God. It's God's will that we know Him. We have actually been given the right and privilege to know God. In other words, God wants to share Himself with us. He wants us to appreciate His character of love and integrity. He wants us to know why He does what He does and to see that His motives are always love. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need." So why should you seek God? There's one simple answer: to know Him. To know without a shadow of a doubt that God is good. To know that He loves you and He wants only good for you. To know He is faithful and that He always keeps His word. His promises are true, and you can base your life on Him and His word. God's motives are pure. He doesn't operate with a hidden agenda to take from you. God has a plan for all of creation, and that's the direction He is leading you. He knows the past, present, and future. So, trust God. His love will cause Him to be there for you every time. In the Christian life, each of these ways of knowing God must be exercised. As you get to know God better, you realize He is the one who offered this gift of relationship. He is the one who has forgiven your sins and given you the gift of being right with God. More and more, you will find yourself wanting to please Him, to fulfill the destiny God prepared for you. Believe it's yours. Go ahead and receive it. Think of it. The greatest being in the universe loves you personally, and at a great cost to Himself has removed the barrier of sin that separated you from Him. It's true. God wants you to get to know Him. That's it. We have come to the end of this lesson. God wants you to know Him fully and completely. He has given you the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Bible, God's Word, and it's His will that we know Him. This series, God's Not Mad at You, is full of encouragement. Please join us for our next lesson where we will discuss God wants to work together with you. Doing what we are called to do makes life satisfying. Meanwhile, here are some things to think about. How does God communicate with you? What are some ways to know God through Bible study? Why is it God's will that you should know Him? Please join us next time. Until then, remember, Jesus is Lord.